Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 6 to 13. We have here the Lord speaking to Jeremiah. It was during the reign of King Josiah, and the Lord is really trying to make clear to Jeremiah his position with regarding his people and their faithlessness. He again tells us the faithlessness of Israel, how she has gone everywhere and done everything. She has been completely unfaithful to the Lord in every way, in every place. And he says, as it were, he thought she would return, but she did not. Obviously, the Lord knows everything. He knows that she would not return. But he puts it like this. So it's like a human relationship. It's a relationship between two people. And then Israel has a sister called Judah. She also has been unfaithful. God divorces Israel because of her unfaithfulness and sends her away. He wants nothing more to do with her. But the unfaithful sister Judah has no fear towards the Lord with regarding her adultery and her unfaithfulness. And Judah doesn't really take Israel's immorality seriously. Doesn't really see it for what it is, as being something against the Lord, a rejection of the Lord, a hatred of the Lord. And so Judah defiles the Lord's ways and is worshipping wood and stone at every turn. And Judah still does not return to me with all her heart, he says, even though Judah can see what has happened to Israel. Judah is bad, but the Lord says Judah is worse, because when Judah returns to the Lord, it's only a pretense. And God says even faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. So God says some harsh words. He tells them to return. If they return, he will frown no longer. He is merciful. He says he won't be angry forever. But they have to acknowledge their guilt and the fact that they have rebelled big time against the Lord. And they have given all of their love, all of their devotion, all of their worship to foreign gods and gods made of wood and stone. And God offers them this final proclamation that they will return to him. For us too, sometimes we can be critical of what other people do. We can see other churches, we can see people in other religions, and we acknowledge that they're wrong and that they are unfaithful to the Lord. But we don't really count it as being that serious. And we sort of do the same things ourselves, really. We don't really want the Lord. We come to church on Sunday and we say, sorry, Lord, please take me back. But we don't really mean it. So God is saying to us, we must come to him. We must give up all the foreign things that we've imbibed, all the false gods, all the false acts, all the bad motivations, and we must return to him.